Welcome to the Quick 10 podcast, brought to you by QuickTrack, focusing on all things FedCon and cyber defense from different perspectives and different personalities, all in 10-ish minutes. Here's your host, Derek White.
Welcome back to another episode of the Quick 10 podcast. I am your host, Derek White from Beryllium at QuickTrack. I am joined by my longtime friend.
Yeah, Matt, long time.
Hoper,
yeah, very long time. We've been back like 10 years.
At least, probably, yeah. So that was a different time back then.
A lot of things
have changed.
Pre-CMMC.
Yeah, so we were at different companies back then, long time ago. So awesome ecosystem is big, but it's not that big. So it's very well connected. So you're with Edwards Performance Solutions.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk today about the training side of assessors, CCP, CCAs, and all that. Mm-hmm. That's a very, very important part of the ecosystem. And if this is ever going to be something that goes at scale and everybody gets what they want, it has to start with the training side. So a little bit about you and your role there and what Edwards does, and then we can just get right into what you guys are doing,
sure,
including this conference that we're at here.
First of all, I hope you can hear me over my shirt.
Yeah.
These shirts we came up for the booth. I voted for hot pink.
You don't have to flex though,
but they went.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. I'm looking at my lack of tan here. I'm Matt Hoper. I just actually took over director of commercial for Edwards. We have a government side of the business and we have a commercial side of the business, and the CMMC is on the commercial side of the business. The government was more direct contracts, mm-hmm, with non-DOD type stuff. But yeah, we've been doing CMMC since its inception, and we worked very hard to place ourselves in all four quadrants of the CMMC ecosystem. Mm-hmm. So the training provider, the publishing partner, the RPO space, and then the C3PO actual assessment space. And we were the first to be in all four.
Yep.
I don't think we're the only now, but we were the first to be in all four. And from a training perspective, I think since we live in all four quadrants, I think the people here that come up to me and talk to me, since I'm a trainer, that's kind of how they know me, is through the training space. Yeah. And so I'll talk mostly about that. But I think at last count, when you look at the CMMC certified professionals and the CMMC certified assessors, I think we're in the 30-35% market share of the people that have, our assessors have gone through our training. So I'm biased, obviously. I think we're the best. If I didn't think we're the best, I wouldn't be here. I'd go
you have best. And you have trainers that use your content too.
We do,
right?
Yeah.
So it's not just Edwards trainers, it's trainers that they
exactly
are walk through that. Like, so I'm assuming most people don't spend as much time diving through what does it mean to be a licensed training provider, content provider. So, but that's not just something you make up, right? You have to follow rules, has to be approved and stuff, right?
No, we literally wrote the book on it. And so, like you said, other training providers do use our material, and it's Edwards material that they're then teaching the CCP and the CCA on. Unfortunately, we haven't been able to update the material to reflect the changes that have gone on with the rule.
Yep.
That is coming this year. So we're still teaching some of the older content. But the thing is that the ecosystem, the source documentation, the practices, you know, they really haven't changed.
Mm-hmm.
What has changed is some of the implementation and things around the rule, external service provider, that kind of thing.
Yep.
But we'll get there.
Yep.
But
a process to change, though. I mean, it comes.
Oh, yeah.
With the regulations and we'll call it. When clarifying things come out, which have, because when that content originally, there was some things were undefined, right? Mm-hmm. So it was about, like what you're saying, some of that core principle stuff has not changed, but you make a change every 2 weeks on material of that importance, it never will get changed.
Right.
It takes forever to get done. So,
well, and that's typical. When you look at some of the other certifications out there, the PMP and the CISSB, the CISM, you know, those exams are on a 3-year or 4-year cycle of change.
Yep.
So I can't just unilaterally change it. I have to get approval from CAECO.
Yeah, there's oversight. It's not just the DAD saying this. Yeah. There's levels of that. Now, here we are, we're live in person. So if you're listening on your favorite podcast platform, you're not seeing this. But if you're watching on YouTube, we are at a conference. And the first 2 days of this conference were focused on training of individuals, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Live and in person, right?
Yeah. So the CCP and the CCA, they're 5-day boot camps. What we do in conferences like this is, you know, the in-person I've always preferred the classroom setting as a student and as an instructor. But what we've done is we've kind of broken it up to where you do 2 days in person, and then the other 3 days is guided learning online at your own pace. We do have that guided learning option that we came out with. I think it was released, it was a little over a year ago now. I think it's been over a year now. And people can go through that at their own pace. But for here, you do 2 days in person where we covered the CMMC assessment process, scoping, I did ethics, and then for the practices, the ecosystem, source documentation, that kind of stuff, they do on their own. But I'll tell you, when it comes to the in-person classroom, I like that, because when I'm explaining something to someone and we're in person, I see a furrowed brow. I understand they don't know what I'm talking about, mm-hmm. so I can change it a little bit differently and explain it a different way. There's no bad students, only bad teachers. So,
gosh, was there a ratemyprofessor.com for CMMC?
Not that I'm aware, but there is a online or a thing that you have to fill out that rates the course and the professor or the instructor rather. Regarding that, so
you don't go look at your own rate numbers page.
I know where I'm at, but I'm happy with it.
So in this particular type of event, how many of the students that are here getting trained, say for those 2 days, are newish to this?
So there were a couple that are new to the ecosystem.
Okay,
when we look at the training, there's really three types of people who take the training. The first type. And you start with the CCP. You have to take the CCP before you take the CCA. When it comes to the CCP, there's really three types of people. The first person is the person that wants to be an assessor. So they go through that. They'll take the CCP exam. They'll pass that. Then they'll go to take CCA and then go on to be an assessor. The second type of person is the person who wants to live in the consulting space, and they want to help organizations get ready, but for whatever reason, they felt that maybe the RP wasn't enough and they wanted a CCP. And I fully embrace that. The CCP class of 5 days of boot camp, 32 hours, it's a lot, and you learn a lot. And so that's that second type of person that wants to be a consultant and live in that space. And the third type of person is the person that's really kind of maybe drawn the short straw or lost a bet, and they've been designated by their organization to take a class and then come in and apply what they've learned. And that is a big responsibility, because now that's on you. And I often say that CMMC is not an IT problem, and it's not a one person problem. Yeah. It is an organizational thing. And so those are really the three types of people. And I, in the classes that we had this week, I had all three types.
And then they, And then assume that you see the fact that this is on purpose, I'm assuming, right? It's they're here for 2 days for training, mm-hmm. and then they get to spend time with the ecosystem. So if you're newer to this, they must get tons of value of coming and seeing the energy, right?
All of these people around, for sure.
Especially those people that were here a year ago. So,
and the thing is that a lot of these people in the class, they didn't know each other prior. And I tell them, make sure that you link with each other on LinkedIn, share your contact information, because if you have any questions or you want some insight into something, you have now that support system, that network of people that you've gone through the journey with that you can sort of lean on and get advice from. And that is invaluable. And that's what's so wonderful about a conference like this, is that now we all come together and we see each other face to face.
Yeah.
And you just can't replace face to face. You know, the Zoom and the Teams calls, they're great, but gosh, the face-to-face is nice.
Well, I mean, we're an example, right? I mean, years without seeing each other and different directions, and then all of a sudden we're at the same conference.
I know.
So,
San Diego.
Yeah, it was. It was
January of San Diego.
The first sequel ever.
Yeah, first one.
Yeah,
well, that was very interesting.
Yeah. No, this is great. Well, thank you, Matt. I really appreciate taking time. I know it's busy. Where do listeners, watchers need to go if they want to connect with you, learn more from you, for Edwards? Where do you want to send them?
Yeah, go to edwps.com.
Okay.
That's Edwards Performance Solutions. And then there's a CMMC page. You can see our leadership team. You can, find out a little bit about the organization. And if you do decide to sign up for training, there's a course catalog there.
Awesome.
And you can sign up.
Awesome.
It's good to see you, man.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate being on. It was great.
Take it easy.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode, and make sure to subscribe to the Quick 10 Podcast wherever you get your podcasts, and check us out on YouTube as well. For more information about QuickTrack, visit our website at www.quicktrack.com. That's C-U-I-C-K-T-R-A-C.com.